I done already said I ain't here to get in front of nobody. But I'm here to mind the Lord. And maybe got just a little bit of scripture we're going to try to read. Don't know, maybe we'll just read this. I'm not sure, just to be honest with you. But it's in the same chapter we read out of this morning, just over in the beginning of it, the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. We'll read this. Just try our best to mind the Lord. Thank you, Jay. I'm thankful for the songs that's already been sung. I'm thankful for a firm foundation. I'm thankful tonight that I'm anchored in something that's firm. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. We'll try our best just to read this here. You know, just pray for just a little bit. And Bible. Well, I'm going to back up and read that 62nd verse of the 9th chapter there and just go right on into this. But it said, "And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, Even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you, notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in the day of Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shalt thou thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And I'll stop there. Lord had this scripture on our heart since we were studying for the message this morning. And I got to thinking on these things and how the Lord called these men together. And he told them to go out, and he sent them somewhere. And he told them to go out in these places, and he said unto them, he said, if they receive you, you go in. You eat what they got for you, and you sustain yourself with what's there. If they don't receive you, you walk out and just shake the dust off of you. But in everywhere that they went, they was to tell them that the kingdom of God had come nigh to them. I got to thinking about that, Melvin. I got to thinking on how the Lord's got a people and how the Lord's got a harvest and how it's ready. And all day today seems like we've been with this. Hey, how that there's something for us, each one. Isaac, there's a work in every one of our lives. And we each one needs to be growing in it, Daniel. We each one needs to be finding which way the Lord is sending us. He called them 70 men out right there. And to me, it sounds like maybe the first time he was sending them out to do these things. He called them 70 disciples, Christian. He told them. He said, I want you to go out. Hey, I'm thankful this is the way God works. He don't send you out there. He don't sugarcoat it. He said, I'm sending you out like sheep. I'm sending you out there like lambs. Hey, amongst wolves. I'm just telling you. Hey, Kevin, it's going to be hard. You're going to go into places that don't want to hear what you've got. You're going to go into some. They're happy to see you. They're ready to help you. They want to give you shelter. They want to receive what you got. But you're going to come up on some that don't want a bit more of what you've got than nothing. But I'm going to let you know something. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me.
I'm glad the Lord's got somewhere to see us.
Mike, you ain't too old to work for God. Man, you ain't too young to work for God. Lord's got somewhere and He's sending us. He's letting us know the harvest is ready. He's letting us know, J.L., hey, it's time to get out there and go to telling people about Jesus. Hey, these 70 men, they went out by twos, the way I read that. They went out by twos, and when they went out, no doubt, Melvin P., they were scared to death. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, church. Hey, if you ever went back to when you stepped out and followed the Lord, wasn't you scared the first time? Wasn't you terrified the first time, Kevin, you ever stepped out for God? Hey, we went over to Sunday school this morning, Mark. It's the same message. It's the same lesson. Hey, we need to be a walking by faith following God. Lord, ain't sugarcoated. You're going to be scared. You're going to be like sheep walking out in the amongst wolves. But you trust God wherever you go. You trust God wherever He sends you. These men went out scared, baby. I'm going to tell you, Jim, you'll go out scared sometimes. Mark, you'll stay and teach, you'll be scared sometimes. I wish to goodness the church, I wish we could all just get a hold of this. Lord wasn't sending them out there to hurt them. He's sending them out there to spread the word of God's kingdom. He's sending them out there even because He wanted some people to hear. Hey, the kingdom of God is nigh. Hey, you want to know why we're still here? Because that's what people needs to hear. The kingdom of God is nigh. No, they're not all going to hear it. But I tell you this, there'll be some that'll grab a hold of it. There'll be some that'll welcome you in. There'll be some that wants this in their life.
There'll be some that rejects it.
There'll be some that receives it. And don't you get discouraged when they turn you away and they don't follow it.
Just rejoice just a little while that the Lord sent you. Well, they'll stand before the Lord one day. They'll stand there and they won't be able to stand and say, I never knew. I never heard. That's one thing about the Lord. He gives opportunity unto all. He sent this message to everybody, Cameron. He ain't no respecter of persons.
He don't love one no better than the other.
He don't throw that one away and sell it to the next. Hey, because he wants some wealthy, upright person. Hey, you want to know what he wants? He wants the sinner to come under repentance.
I like what they come back with. And the 70 turned again with joy. I'm just going to go slow through this.
When's the last time the Lord sent you to do something? When's the last time that He said, Dale, I got somewhere for you to go? When's the last time He said, Linda, I got somewhere for you to go? Huh? When's the last time the Lord sent you somewhere? There's 70 men here, and there's somewhere for every each one of them to go with. 30-some, 40-some people here tonight, you don't think the Lord's got somewhere for each of us to go?
You don't think He's got a harvest for you to go out and go do a little reaping in?
Huh? Many members, one body. Hey! They ain't a part of me right now, but they are working together in sync. Hey, I might be walking back and forth, and you might think his legs is going to give out. Hey, you might think his voice is going to go. But you want to know something? They have a brain telling this to do that. Thank God in heaven giving me the strength for my hands to work in sync with my feet. And it's never been of it. It's a working together. I promise you, God's got a church. We all work together. There's a part for every one of us in this. When's the last time we seen you work?
I'm past the going, preacher.
I doubt that. I've been in this 40-some years. Ain't nothing else for me to do. Hey, you got it all wrong.
I told it in the prayer room.
Henry Rice was 99 years old, and when you ask him, you say, I'm 99 years young. When you got eternal life, you can't get no older. Sounds to me like we're in a way for growing. We're in a way for moving. We're in a way for moving up to God. Preacher, you're looking at the wearing out and dying. Outward man's perishing. Inward man's renewed. Day by day. They sent these men out somewhere for them to go. I believe you preached, you said the other week on them in nets. They come by and there's a man in their nets.
Lord said, come follow me, I'll make the fishing men.
Don't you reckon they might have thought, this is all I've ever known. This is how I make my living. This is how I feed my family. He's going to send you out sheep in the midst of the wolves. You're going to scare it. But you know what you have to do? You have to leave all you ever know. He's telling you, I'm going to send you someplace that don't want you at all. But won't you go?
I'm going to send you some places that will receive you.
I said this morning, a lot of times we say, I ain't got nothing. A lot of times we're just too scared to get up and do what God told us to do. It ain't, we ain't got nothing. We sit back and tell ourselves, hey, I can't do that. I'm going to tell you, and I ain't going to lie to you. You can't. Keep at it, keep at it, keep it for real. You can't do nothing. Hey, but through Him, all things are possible. They ain't one thing you can't get done. If God leads you, if God sends you, and you go. He never told a man to go.
He wasn't going to take care of whatever was in front of him.
These men walked out scared. They come back rejoicing. You know what God's about ready for some monkeys to do? Go out scared. You want to come in rejoicing? Go out scared sometimes. Go out worried. Might be the first time you've ever had to go testify. Might be the first time you ever just had to go look a man in the eyes with nothing else to say but, I love you. Hey, it don't take quoting it from Genesis to Revelation, but hey, I preach love to you this morning. Hey, when you see a man laying on the side of the road, just stop. Pour a little oil in every now and then. He asked us to do anything we take for us. He told them not to take the script. Not to take nothing. He provided with what they need. I promise you this, He'll provide whatever you need if He sends you. They come back rejoicing. They've never seen nothing like that in their lives. Listen to this. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. What was the last time they returned? You had something to testify that you done something and got delivered through his name. I grant you, every one of us, you have something we can do. What's the last thing in your life you can give to God? I promise you, all of the things you take credit for, you've done, He done.
We just like to say I and me a whole lot.
We ain't never done nothing in life. I told you, my favorite scripture is without me, you can do nothing. I know God gets tired of it. There's too many I can'ts in the house of God. We want to be some I can Christians. I tell you that. I can do all things through Christ. Not I can in me. Not I will because I'm so good. But I can through His name. How many times would we be in the battles if we never knew what was going to take place in them? And come out. What would take hold of the plan and never looking back? You just take hold of the plan and keep plowing. He don't send you and want you to worry about what's behind you. He sends you and wants you to keep going forward. The devil's the one who tries to get you to look back. He's the one who tries to take you back.
I want you to understand something. God ain't never started nothing He didn't finish. He won't ever send you into something that He ain't going to believe. I'm thankful it's through His name.
And He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. What do you think He is doing to them right there?
I want you to understand something. You said to me, man. You said to the disciples. Did you really think I was going to send you somewhere that I couldn't bring you out of? Did you really think that? You come back with joy that you was able to perform such miracles in my name. Did you really think you couldn't? There's a lot of times we get to wondering if God could. I want you to understand, He beheld Satan fall as lightning. Now that ain't because Satan was so powerful. He got sent out of there that fast. He got sent out of there that fast.
A lot of people like to take and give the devil all this power and all this
That's what he's telling them. You're on the firm foundation, man. Don't you worry about where I've seen you. You're anchored in a solid rock. Facing natural things in this life, I've so seen that I thought it wouldn't move. And guess what? It moves. How many times, Kevin, you ever laid up something other, poured it solid, and went, you feel just like me, looked at it and said, that ain't going nowhere. Go back and it's cracked.
I promise you this.
I got founded on a firm foundation back at 12 years old. Hey, and the Holy Ghost of God coming down inside of me said she ain't going nowhere. Thank God. It ain't budged. It ain't cracked. It's still firm. Wow, praise God.
It gets me excited. Wow, preacher. The Lord sent me a few places. He sent me to community chapel. He sent me down here to preach the gospel for a little while. Hey, he said there's going to be some down there, Bobby, that'll hear the word of God. But now this son of mine, that won't.
But it'll be all right. I'm enjoying the Lord through His name. This ain't possible. That's just where He sent me. Where He sent you.
Huh? Women can't preach. Nope.
We got that more. They got a couple of knees that could be narrowed.
Hey, I got some news for you. It ain't all men that can preach.
It ain't all men that's been married once that can preach. Hey, there's more qualifications goes into these things than what we lay on us sometimes. But I'm going to tell you what. Hey, I read the other week, I preached just a little about them dry bones. Hey, they all came to where they're supposed to be. That's why I made the great army.
It ain't everybody that's a head. It ain't everybody that's a foot. It ain't everybody that's a leg. But we're all part of the body.
And it takes the Lord to speak. It takes the Spirit of God to move and bring us together. And we can all join together.
But what did the Lord tell them when they come back to join in these things? He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all, A-double-L, the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
We talked this morning about trying to get our youngins to do stuff. How many times have you told Lennox and the girls, boy, it'll be all right. You won't get hurt. Trust me. How many times, Kevin, you told them that it'll be all right? I've done it before. You'll be all right. He's confident in what you're sending them out to do. You know Jude's right there to protect them if anything went wrong. And you know Jude's traveled that before. You don't believe it. The Lord told us to go out and He'd give us power over all. This ain't your daddy, Mom. This ain't my daddy. Because He don't know all things. But this is the God of heaven. This is Jesus Christ Himself.
He said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all powers of the all power of the enemy. They ain't one thing that He ain't gave power to overcome in when He sends you out to do something. Hey, that's what tell them back over there out of
Get your eyes on the serpents and the scorpions. Get your eyes on the God that can help you overcome all of them. Don't look how big the enemy is. Just remember how big your God is. He casts your biggest enemy right out of heaven. And everything that scares you in this world, He spoke into existence. Everything that's created, He measured that big mess of water you see out there in the span of His hand. That's how He measured it. Tell me what's bigger than that. Nothing. Don't try to encourage, church. What are you scared of? God's wanting to send you. Hey, some of this church is lost and on their way to hell. I believe God's been dealing with them. God's been sending word through this church to them. You know what? You're scared. You ain't scared of the preacher. You ain't scared of nothing else in here. You're scared of God. You're scared of what enemies you think's going to get a hold of you when you step out of there. Don't you be scared of God. Not no matter where it keeps you from Him. You fear Him enough, you better move when He says move. There's a lot of you in here that's been saved for 15 to 40 years. And they never moved one ounce closer to God. Because you're scared of enemies. Content. You wonder why church don't mean so much to a lot of people no more. It's because they ain't trying to get no closer to God. It just becomes an old religious a form and a fashion. We get up, we go to church. I sit in my spot. When's the last time God sent you?
When's the last time you wanted to be sent?
That's a big question. When's the last time you followed God? Because I promise you, if you follow Him, you'll be sent.
I don't like Him kind of messages, preacher.
Lord don't like to have to see Him. Do you know what He wants? You know what I want? If I said Savannah, washing dishes. That's the same one. You know what I want, Mama? I want the dishes washed.
And if that goes on, there ain't no problems.
Do you know what? If she don't, then there's trouble. The Lord says, go. And you don't go. That's your trouble, folks. He ain't sending us for no reason. That's something that needs to be done, church.
We got people dying and going to hell. We got people sitting right in our midst.
But if they leave tonight, they will lift their eyes in heaven. They let the scare us even. They won't be. Don't scare us of the enemy. There was white clothes. There's a few laborers in this. You know what the day and hour we live in? That's a shortage of help. Everywhere you go. There ain't a whole lot getting done. Because ain't nobody want to do nothing.
They want something for nothing.
That's where a lot of our churches are at today. They want something for nothing. We want to come in and sit on the pew like we've done everything we can do. I've done all I can do. I mentioned them in prayer. I've done all I can do. I raised my hand. I've done all I can do. I squinted out a little prayer the night of the bed.
Is that all you can do? I promise you, if you follow the Lord, He'll send you places.
You'll get scared. You do worry, Sam. Just go where He sends you. I promise you. You don't have to be a firm foundation. This ain't going nowhere.
And He'll deliver whatever enemy you come up on. He said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
There's a whole lot of It's like you said in the prayer. There's one thing I've got to rejoice in. My name is written in heaven. You want to know why the Lord is saying this life? You got brothers that deserve it. Some of you got children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, co-workers. But their names ain't written. When you get around them, say, well, I don't know my Bible. There's a whole lot I can't do. All right, when you get around them, just rejoice around them that you got to drink that little bottle. Honey? Just tell them what God does. Yeah.
Tell them how you was a sinner on your way to hell.
Rejoice just a little while. Let them know, Father. Like you just let us know in the prayer. Like commonly, letting us know in the prayer. Lord's doing this from a few things. Let me tell you about my God. Lord, you know if we're coming in here,
you have some joy in your life. Because through His name, some things got overcome.
I like to give Him honor.
Yes.
I know what I am. And I know what I'm left. I know He's everything. God, from you to my followers in this church, through every pew in here, Jay, there's not one in here that God didn't speak to you. Well, He said the other day, we're about to say it, then we're about to say, I'm glad so-and-so got to hear that. I'm going to tell you something. God wanted you to hear this. God wanted me to hear it tonight. He didn't just send His word out with us like a few. You know what He wants us to do?
Move up.
He wants us to go, J.L., when He sends us. He don't want us to slack. He wants us to go.
I'll be honest.
If I ain't agreeing with you, that's something right now that's fighting against what God said to you.
You don't want that to be for you. You want it to be for somebody else.
But guess what? If you are you doing more? Have you done more for God? On this date today, whatever it is, September 12th, maybe. Have you done more for God in 2021 on September 12th than what you've done in 2020? Heaven, is there anything given? Each one of us knows our life. Why do we know? Each one of us. What have you done different in 1 year for God? All right, we'll back up. Make it a little closer. What have you done since this morning? Have you got any closer? Have you seen yourself further away from God today? I pray we all do. That's really good for you. That's when you get close. You know what? You ain't the only one that matters. I don't need them 70 men to go out and speak to uncovering how many that they touched. From 70 men, I guarantee you, it was more than 70 people that they encountered.
Yeah.
God's got something for you to do. Better get to do it. There's consequences.
There's reason for God seeing.
And maybe somebody's last chance to hear. God's allowed, not forced, allowed you to go carry the gospel.
better mind the Lord.
We better mind the Lord.
He said, "If you love, I rebuke you, not chastise." Bible said we had earthly fathers to chastise us. We respected them, didn't we? We did. We better respect our heavenly Father when He does the chastising, and we don't pass it off.
He goes to pointing us in a place we need to go. We better go.
Reason and purpose and all. God bless.
I love you.